It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, making national headlines, rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine testified against two alleged members of a Brooklyn street gang, describing how he discovered a formula for success with the crew before betraying it by becoming a witness. His rainbow-colored hair is gone, but his trademark 69 tattoo on his face and the forehead, very visible in the courtroom. He explained that his role in the Gangsta Bloods was just to keep hits, making hits, be the financial support for the gang so that they could buy guns and stuff like that. He's 23 years old. He's a social media phenomenon. He's done, you know, tracks with Nicki Minaj, amongst others. Are you guys familiar with him?
I know him, but I don't know him. Wait, Porkchop says we have some music. Do you want to play it?
This is Fifi, right, with Nicki Minaj.
I don't know if I heard this. Here we go.
On the regular, yeah, I'm 6ix9ine with the 9 on the regular.
Wait a minute, that was a bop.
On the regular, yeah, I'm 6ix9ine with the 9 on the regular.
I know my song of the day is tomorrow.
If you're like, who is this guy? He's got millions of followers on Instagram, and then he's a hip-hop artist. But the big thing is he's going on trial against two high-ranking gang members. So obviously his safety, the safety of his family, a huge concern. So we'll keep following this case. It's going to get very juicy. Also juicy, Nick Carter is seeking a restraining order against his brother, Aaron Carter. And here's Aaron back in the day in an interview talking about the family dynamic once they came into money.
Self-destructing. Like a tornado just came through our house and family got tossed everywhere.
So basically, Nick and their sister Angel are seeking a restraining order against Aaron Carter in light of Aaron's increasingly alarming behavior. Yesterday, I talked about how cops kind of went to Aaron's home and wanted to take away his firearms because of his erratic behavior. He's schizophrenic, he's bipolar, and they're very concerned. But his family now is getting a restraining order against him because they don't want anything to do with him. And also Aaron is accusing Nick of raping a girl back 15 years ago when he was 23. So it's getting really intense.
It's kind of all crumbling down and on top of each other.
Absolutely. So I'll keep you updated on that. And a much lighter note, we go into Carrie Underwood, who makes millions of dollars, the country queen says, but she still can't buy anything for her parents.
I try, but they won't let me. So they still live in the house I grew up in. And one Christmas, there was like this generator my dad wanted for like welding or something, because he just does all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll get it for him. It was like $400. I got in trouble. So it was like, she doesn't need to be spending her money on anything like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, let me do anything, please.
Carrie, I'll take whatever you want to get me.
Exactly. Well, Alec Trebek is giving us an update on his cancer scare. We thought he was near remission, but he's had a setback.
This past summer, because I was making such good progress, we thought I was finished with chemo. That was a bit premature and certainly over-optimistic. I began immunotherapy, but that didn't go very well at all. My numbers went south dramatically and quickly. The doctors are now re-examining my situation, and it appears I will be having more chemo treatments ahead of me. Hey, they worked very well the first time, so we're expecting good results again.
What a professional, man, because I would be crying.
I know. You know, you just, when you think about it, the guy, the Tekashi 6ix9ine, compared to like a class act like Alec Trebek, when you just realize, I'm just thinking, look at Alec Trebek fighting for his life, just sending lots of prayers and thoughts his way. Now, we have to move on to Leanne Lochten. If you're a fan of the Real Housewives franchise, she's a Real Housewife of Dallas, says it's not her fault, but she does fall asleep when she's flipping pancakes.
If falling asleep in the middle of sex usually means you're pretty tired. Yeah. There. Sorry, honey. I told the truth.
All right. I don't think I'm good at flipping pancakes, but my wife, Lindsay, has never fallen asleep.
That would be a bummer, right? Oh, man. That doesn't say much for the guy. Oh, that's a bad sitch. Moving on really quickly to Taylor Swift. She has announced that she's calling Loverfest. It's going to be her next 2020 tour. It's going to kick off June 20th, 2020 in Belgium. Here's the kicker, though. There's only, as of now, 2 dates in the United States. So hopefully,
you know that'll change.
I know. She's going to Poland, France, Portugal, Norway, Berlin. The list goes on and on. But we'll keep you posted right now. In the U.S., she's just going to L.A. and Massachusetts.
All right, cool. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Where are the weirdos at? it's not a bad thing. Who's got the weirdest coworkers, though? Like, what are they doing? No, seriously, like, if you need to be anonymous, because maybe your other coworkers listen to the show, we can keep you anonymous. But we want to hear who's got the weirdest coworker that's listening to the show. Like, what weird things are they doing? 833-563-2539. And the reason we're even doing this is because Mackenzie... Well, I mean, are you gonna say who it is, or just it's a coworker of ours?
Here's your chance to get it off your chest. What are your coworkers doing that's driving you crazy? You can totally be anonymous, keep their name anonymous, but just let it out.
All right, we're gonna find out what Mackenzie's got too next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.